SB 79 reshapes San Diego neighborhoods, but will it solve affordability? The City Council's May 21st ordinance implementing California's SB 79 transit density law activated roughly a quarter of eligible areas on July 1st, allowing 5- and 6-story housing near qualifying transit stops in neighborhoods including North Park, Bay Park, Mission Valley, and Claremont. The remaining areas phase in through 2031, with carve-outs for fire hazard zones, historic districts, and what the ordinance calls low-resource zones. The practical impact of the July 1st activation won't appear as construction cranes for a year or two. Entitlement and permitting take time, but the legal landscape shifted meaningfully this summer. A property owner near a qualifying transit stop in North Park can now submit plans for something considerably taller than what was permissible 6 months ago. Whether the policy actually delivers affordability relief, however, faces several structural challenges. Entitlement and permitting timelines in San Diego are notoriously slow, and neighborhood groups in established residential areas have the organizational capacity to delay or redesign projects into economic infeasibility. Units that do reach the market in transit-adjacent corridors are likely to be priced at market rates, potentially accelerating gentrification pressure on surrounding blocks rather than relieving it. And the entire transit density framework depends on residents actually using transit. MTS is set to raise standard adult monthly pass prices from $72 to $85 on October 1st, then to $95 in 2027, and fare increases that suppress ridership would weaken the model's core justification. Key indicators to watch include permit application rates in July, first activated neighborhoods over the next 12 to 18 months, the income mix of approved units, and MTS ridership figures after the October fare hike.